Well, the New South Wales Police Chief's suggestion that a consent app could reduce rape and sexual assault has been roundly criticised as simplistic and tone-deaf. Mick Fuller said the technology could provide a solution because, in his words, consent can no longer be implied. But the proposal was quickly shot down, with critics pointing out that women could still be coerced into saying yes and that consent can be withdrawn. For more, I'm joined by Chanel Contos, who's leading a push to teach consent more broadly across Australian schools. Chanel, welcome back to RN Breakfast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me again.
What did you make of this proposal from Mick Fuller to have an app in which consent can be recorded?
I mean, I really appreciate the sentiment and I appreciate that he's thinking of solutions and, you know, trying to be forward thinking in his approach. However, I think it is really reflective of the fact that society looks at consent as a black and white situation, which so often ends up in, you know, an environment where people don't know that they're coercing people, or it's so hard to report sexual assault and it's so hard to see through that through the justice system. So although I do appreciate the attempt, it was a very problematic solution and it was a band-aid solution.
Is there a role, any role for technology in stopping sexual violence?
I think in terms of prevention of sexual violence, you know, there's lots of technology that can be used, especially educational tools and platforms. I mean, even, you know, my whole petition started off the back of technology, off social media. You know, it wouldn't have gotten that response. I don't think as many people would be talking about it around Australia right now if it wasn't for the media and the role technology plays. In terms of preventing sexual assault, there is a role, but not a large role. Where we can use technology really efficiently is in the reporting process. And, you know, I know my campaign is focused on prevention, not reporting, but I've been speaking to someone on my pro bono committee who's a blockchain expert. And we've been talking about how we can increase transparency of how sexual assault cases are being dealt with to ensure that good governance is done, but without revealing details about the actual assault. And to do this, we can use... Sorry, what were you saying?
Oh, I was just wondering how that would work. What do you mean?
So blockchain is kind of like the new like buzzword technology thing. And the way that blockchain works is it uses timestamps and it's about metadata. So, for example, we could have a system that is regulated by an authority body where every time a sexual assault report is lodged to a school, because so many of my testimonies, so many people said they reported their sexual assaults to schools and nothing was done. So you can lodge in this blockchain that a sexual assault was reported to a school. And then you can then, the school can then lodge when they deal with the sexual assault and, you know, give increments of timestamps of the process going through. This can then be overseen by a different body to make sure that the sexual assault claims are being dealt with without revealing details about what the actual sexual assault is about.
So for those people who aren't up much with technology, what you're really talking about there is a timeline. So every time there's action or inaction...
Hi, have I lost you?
I've still got you there, Chanel. Can you hear us okay? We're having some adventures.
Sorry, I can't seem to hear you.
Chanel, can you hear us coming
Hi,
through now?
Hi, I can hear you now. Sorry, I lost you for a few seconds.
That's all right. You were just talking about the blockchain idea, which I guess in simple terms is creating a timeline. So every time there's an increment, whether there's action or inaction, that is time stamped and can't be changed. So you can see whether authorities or institutions are dealing with those complaints. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. But it's only if action is done, it gets timestamped. So it will basically, you know, alert authorities if institutions or schools are not dealing with the problems. This is just a possible solution that we're talking about at the moment. I wasn't really thinking about it in as much detail until, you know, this iConsent app came up. But, you know, if we want to use technology as a solution to this problem, first and foremost, I think education needs to be at the forefront of issues and the best way to address the problem. But we need a holistic approach where we bring in other things, and that includes enhancing the reporting process, especially within schools, because most children will report their sexual assault to teachers or to their principal or to the schools or to the school counsellor, because, you know, it's quite a scary thought of like a 15-year-old person walking into police station to say something like this.
Chanel, this conversation is certainly widening and deepening at the moment. Thanks for joining us again on RN Breakfast.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Chanel Contos, who's been leading a petition and really has given a sense of the number of complaints of sexual harassment and assaults, particularly among students in Sydney.